Baker spent the rest of April and all of May joining other investigators in collecting evidence for the prosecutors who tried the 8 assassination conspirators. On a blazing hot July 7th, the Secret Service chief and 4 of his detectives stood in the prison yard of the old arsenal as part of a large audience watching 4 of the conspirators, Harold, Powell, Atzerodt, and Mary Surratt, hanged from a scaffold. Baker then preoccupied himself with what became an obsession, the reward money. He had become a national celebrity after the capture of Booth and Harold, hailed by some as a super sleuth for tracking down the assassins so quickly. Stanton promoted him to brigadier general, although he did so without public fanfare for fear of arousing Baker's many fierce enemies in Washington. Believing the war secretary was in his corner, the Secret Service chief thought he had the inside track to receive the lion's share of the $25,000 reward for Harold's capture and the $50,000 prize for Booth. To grease the skids, he sent a 5-page memo to Stanton on the manhunt and fed the New York Times an account that portrayed him as the mastermind behind it. But Baker had competitors who proved as greedy as he was. Conger considered himself the leader of the cavalry expedition that actually found Booth and Harold. He thought he deserved a large chunk of the reward, as did Cousin Luther. Lieutenant Doherty thought he and his men deserved most of the $75,000 and also launched an intensive lobbying and publicity campaign. Doherty claimed he was the true leader of the expedition. Conger and Cousin Luther just came along for the ride, and that he and his men did all the hard work tracking down the fugitives and capturing them at the Garrett farm. Stanton was soon besieged with hundreds of claimants, not only for the Booth and Harold rewards, but also for the money offered for other captured conspirators and for Jefferson Davis, who was finally nabbed in Georgia on May 10th. The war secretary wisely turned over the thorny question of who got what to a military claims court to resolve, which angered Baker. The court's officers, who were suspicious of Baker's account of the manhunt, decided to apply the rule the U.S. Navy used to apportion money for the war prizes its men captured at sea. The commanding officer of a fleet or squadron, that was Baker in this case, the claims officers decided, received under the Navy rule 1/20th of the prize money awarded to vessels under his command. So Baker should receive $3,750 of the $75,000 reward. As the cavalry detachment's military commander, Doherty was considered like a ship's captain, and by the Navy rule, he should receive 1/10th of the prize money, or $7,500 in this case. The claims officers decided that Luther Baker and Everton Conger should get $4,000 each, and the rest of the Booth Herald reward should be divided up among Doherty's 26 cavalry men. Congress eventually approved this apportionment, and Baker received a $3,750 check. He was livid over this measly amount, blaming Stanton for cheating him out of what he thought should have been a much higher share of the prize. It left the war secretary's top spy in a mood to get even.